Thank you, Cathy. Hi, everyone.
I'm Ghislain.
I am a compulsive eater, compulsive writer. Good to be here. Okay, I need to calm my heart down. Okay, God, please take away my fear, take away my ego. Have me set aside everything I think I know for you. Everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, everything I think I know about my own recovery. So I have an open mind and a new experience. With all these things, please help me see the truth. Okay, I would like to share on page 83, 84 of the big book. I've got my small big book. I'm traveling at the moment. So the promises, the good bits. So I'm just gonna go to the promises, share my experience and strengthen hope as I go along. And before I start, I just want to say already, I'm not sitting here claiming that I am constantly, all the time, living in the promises, because I'm not. However, I have experienced them. I'm still experiencing them. And they come and they go. And I'm in a head space good enough to notice them when they are taking place. So here we go. So the promises starts with, if you are painstaking about this phase of our development, we'll be amazed before we are halfway through. And that is a promise right off the bat. I will be amazed before I'm halfway through. So, by the time I get to step six, I will be noticing some quite incredible things already. This is what that is telling me. And it took me a while to actually get that, to realize that that is what is going on. And that is the promise that's been made to me. Painstakingly, though. It's not going at it looking for an easier, softer way. I have to go at it and feel the pain and feel the discomfort, but stick with it. And then there's a chance that I'll be amazed that, wow, I'm here already. Just by doing that. I came into recovery in April 2020, pretty broken, in a really dark place. And the food has beaten me senseless. I was ready. The thought of what's the point of this life were coming. So came in and gave it my all, because I had no other solution. Nothing else had worked, and everything I knew how to use, IG diets, gym, all of it, I just didn't have it in me to do them anymore, because every day was just a painful day. So I had to feel that pain. The next two promises: we will know a new freedom and happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. To be able to be in a meeting today or to share with fellows where I've been with the food, and use that as a way to reach someone else without feeling the shame that I used to be attached to that. Because being in the food was such a shame-filled process. And to do that constantly every day, yeah, it was pretty heavy. But today, that is my path. I used to steal food. I used to steal money to buy food. I used to pick food off the bin and eat. And today, that's not attached with shame anymore. It is my path. And someone might relate to that, to know that, oh, I'm not alone in this. Hence, I'm not regretting the past that I've had anymore. It is my path. And I can share it today just to express the fact that I don't have to stay there and I am not there anymore. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. I think that word serenity, it's a word. We didn't, I knew it as a word, but I don't think I've ever connected it to myself, to my life, and how it feels to be serene. Because the food and being in the food has taken so much space, so much brain power all of the time. I didn't know whether I was coming or going at any given time. So serenity was not on the card. It just was not a thing that I could say I feel. But today, I do understand that word and I take action to preserve that serenity for myself. And those actions are this action that the big book is teaching me. These meetings are teaching me. Because guess what? Being in recovery doesn't mean that I live on a pink cloud and that's just I'm just floating constantly. Far from it. Life still happen. Things still come at me and they are uncomfortable, they are painful. How in all of that do I, keep my serenity? I don't succeed at that all the time, but sometimes I do with God's help. And that's, as I said at the beginning, being in a place where I'm clear-minded enough to notice that, oh, I chose my serenity in this situation. I chose not to engage with this resentment. I chose not to let this fear take over to preserve my own serenity. And it's work in progress. Sometimes I succeed, as I said. Sometimes I don't. And I know that way of preserving my serenity is to those times that I don't beat myself up anymore. And that is another gift of recovery. Because in the food, nothing will do but perfection. And today I know that perfection is just an illusion. It's not a thing. And I choose daily, every night in my gratitude list to be grateful for, an imperfect day. In all its aspects, imperfect recovery, imperfect abstinence, imperfect, because all my life, from a very young age, it's only through perfection that I could be given any love and care and attention. And that has really kind of damaged my way of coming, approaching life or doing life or having a go at anything, including recovery, if I had not, come to realize that I would have brought the same approach to my recovery. And that would just mean failing. Because ultimately, anything that I try to do perfectly, I feel like, oh, I'm not doing it. So that I'm just gonna pack that. And I can't afford that with my recovery. I just can't. So yeah, it's all done imperfectly. We will see how our experience will benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. And my experience in benefiting others is the same as not regretting my past for me, or not wishing to hide it or shut it down. Those lived experience are my, they made me, they brought me into these rooms. And in these rooms, I'm finally learning to be a functioning adult in the world. I didn't have that, life book. I didn't know how to do life in the slightest. I just did not. Life, yeah, unmanageability galore. I just couldn't. So sharing those experiences now and knowing that from that, someone, just one person, might connect, might relate, and start their journey from there. That is, me being in recovery and living recovery, and that feeling of uselessness. Yeah, as I said, that state of feeling useless, feeling just not worthy, not good enough, was, my states on a day-to-day basis. And I come into recovery, and one meeting at a time, one reading at a time, one share at a time. Whether it's a 1 minute share, whether it's a 2 minute share, whether it's a 15 minute share, whether it's a 20 minute share, slowly but surely, I'm starting to feel not useless. I heard to gain self-esteem, I have to do estimable things. And in this room, estimable things are just opportunities to do estimable things are given to me day to day. Every meeting I come to, I have the opportunity to build my self-esteem. And therefore, I don't feel useless anymore. That state of uselessness slowly is moving from my life. And, I'm grateful for that. We will lose interest in selfish things. Self-seeking will slip away. Now, again, as I said, I'm not just, living in this 24/7. Can I still be selfish? I'm sure I can be. Can I still self-seek? Sure, I can be. I can, but through this step work, doing the work, words like selfishness, asking myself, am I being selfish? Not all the time, but having opportunity to do that, I'm in a position where I can see the progress. I have progressed in my ability to choose not to be selfish in any particular situation. It doesn't, I was talking about perfectionism before. And in a big book, it talks about progress, not perfection, spiritual progress, not perfection. And me choosing not to be selfish is as spiritual as it can, I can get. And it's not a natural thing for me to just be. So I have to work at it. I have to call it out. I have to call myself out. And it's work in progress. And I'm doing that, trying to do that the best I can daily. And I don't have to beat myself up when I'm not, I don't do it all the time. And the beauty of recovery and Coming into recovery, so no one could have convinced me that, I'll be happy knowing that I've got to do this for the rest of my life. I wouldn't have stood for that. I've got a life to live. How can you tell me I need to do this for the rest of my life? But now I'm in a place where I am grateful that I get to do this. I am grateful that I have the chance to be in recovery. Because being in recovery for me is just this unending opportunities to grow, to heal, to just get towards that version that God has always intended me to be, and life has taken me away from. And slowly I'm walking towards that version. Hence, I'm happy to stick at it for the rest of my life. I really am. A whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. Do I still get, fear? 100% fear. I do my nightly inventory, and fear is always on there. Every now and then, financial insecurity come up, or some other fear. Fear of rejection. Fear is still part of my life. It talks in a big word. That small four-letter word is literally woven into me. And if I look close enough, I'll find it. But fear used to stop me dead in my track, and I'm frozen. I can't do anything anymore. Today, that's not the case. I feel fear, and I do what I've got to do with the fear, and that is thanks to recovery. I'm gonna get on to the next bit, which is very special to me. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. What a promise. And that we'll intuitively know how to handle situation. I take joy in noticing situations where I know for a fact I couldn't have faced that. I know for a fact I'll have hidden away from that. But today I know what to say. I know how to approach it. And it's not to do with me. I didn't just, figure that out. It's through the work, through the steps, through God's help, and the next line, God doing for me what I can't do for myself. That is just a constant. So I'm noticing that more these days, and therefore it makes it all, most days it makes it on my gratitude list.
2 minutes.
Thank you. I'm grateful that God is continuously doing for me what I can't do for myself. Sometimes I notice them, most time I don't. But God is there doing things for me, keeping me safe, giving me direction without me knowing. And those are the promises, and I'm living them. When I first read the promises, I definitely thought they were a bit over the top. Like, I mean, what are you on about? I thought that. But no, they are not. They are not. They do come to pass. They do come to pass. And I know they've come to pass for me. And as I said again, it's not a constant state of that. It is not far from it. But just to notice them, that is the progress. That is where I want to be. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. And that is telling me I need to be patient. I'm not God. God's time is different from mine most of the time, and I need to be patient. They will always materialize if we work for them. And there is the word work, 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 work. I have to work for it. They don't just come because I'm in recovery or I found a room. I have to take action. They don't come because I want them. They don't come because, oh, that sounds good. I have to work for them. I have to work the steps. I have to leave them the best I can. And that is how the promises come to pass. And yeah, that's done. I'll stop that.